Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Yud Beis in Maseches Erevin. It is the 230th daf in Shas. We pick up on Yud Aleph Amud Beis that we'll discuss. We will start with the Mishnah that discusses the halachas of what is exactly required to be able to be machshir, one to carry in a mavui. We'll have different opinions whether you need just a lechi or a korah or more than that. The Gemara then will discuss the halachas also regards to a chatzer, whether a courtyard has the same halachas of mavui. The Gemara then will discuss on Yud Beis Amud Beis, throwing an object into a mavui or a chatzer that has a lechi or korah or does not have a lechi or korah. And finally, the Gemara will discuss return to the halachas of being matir one to carry in a chatzer. I'm recording this during the Bein HaZmanim, in the Yeshiva's Bein HaZmanim, in the Beis HaKnesses Kilas Yaakov. That's the noise in the background, people learning. And let's begin the Mishnah, 12 lines from the bottom on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Hechshir Mavui. How does one make a Mavui kosher? Beis Shammai Yom Lechi V'Kor. Beis Shammai says that you need a Lechi and a Kura. Beis Hillel Omrim Oy Lechi Oy Kura. Beis Hillel says you could have either a Lechi or a Kura. Rabbi Lezer Amir Lechayayim. Rabbi Lezer says that you need two Lechayayim. You need two of them. So we have three opinions. According to Beis Shammai, you need both a Lechi and a Kura. According to Beis Hillel, one needs either a Lechi or a Kura. According to Rabbi Lezer, Lechayayim, two Lechayim are necessary. Mishum Yishmal Omrim Tam Lechalfein Rabbi Akiva. There was a Talmud who had reported in front of Rabbi Akiva. There wasn't a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Rabbi Shmuel was of the opinion the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is not on a mavui that's less than 4 amos. That for sure, even Beis Shammai would agree. Alechi or kura will be matir. Alma nechlikah. What are they arguing? Arocha me'arba amos va'ad eser. If it's 4 to 10 amos wide in its entrance, she Beis Shammai omrim lechi v'kara. Beis Shammai says you need lechi kara. Beis Hillel omrim oy lechi o kara. Am Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, when he heard this, disagreed. Alzeh v'zeh v'alzeh nechlikah. That they disagree on both cases. The Gemara analyzes that we learned in our Mishnah that you'd be allowed to be machshir and mavui either with both a lechi or a kura according to Beis Shammai or according to Beis Hillel with a lechi or a kura. Now, on the Vav and Aleph, we had learned that if we have a mavui hamefulush, let's turn back to Vav and Aleph. We had a few opinions over there, 5 lines from the bottom. If you have a mavui hamefulush, that's the maskanas of the Gemara. When it says ma'arvin derech rishus haram, it means a mavui that's opened to 2 sides of a rishus haram. That was either side of the mavui opens to rishus haram. We had 3 opinions. Most lenient opinion was the Tanakam, who said that you put a tzurisa pesach on one side. This analyzes our Gemara, kiman. Our Mishnah doesn't go like the lenient opinion of Tanakama over there, and certainly not the opinion of Hananya that says that you need a delis on one side according to Beis Hillel and a delis on 2 sides according to Beis Shammai. Kiman de lo ke Hananya velot ke Tanakama doesn't follow neither Tanakama or Hananya. Amar of Yehuda Achikamer. This is what our Mishnah is talking about. It's nothing to do with the sugya of Vav and Aleph. Hechsher mavui sasum. We're not talking about a mavui mefush. We're talking about closed mavui. Kate said, "How do you make that?" Beis Shammai om lechi v'kor Beis Hillel o lechi o kari. Beis Shammai om lechi v'kor analyzes the Gemara. The member the kasari Beis Shammai are mechitzas deraisa. Beis Shammai says you need both lechi and a kari because you need 4 full mechitzas. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, the 4th wall will be created by Beis Shammai through the Korah because of the concept of Pitikra Yorid Visosim, that the edge of a roof could be lowered down to imaginary wall. The Mefarshim point out that this is a machlokis between Rashi and Tosas on the Pei Vav Amid Aleph, whether we say Pitikra Yorid Visosim on a Korah. Either way, whether we say it's a din of Pitikra or as Rabbeinu Yohanneson and the Rav in the Mishnayos seem to say, is that there would be a requirement of 3 walls menater according to Beis Shammai and a halacha l'moshe Mesinai to require a lechi akora. Either way, this is the shita of Beis Shammai that you need 4 walls. Beis Hillel Oy lechi oy kaira. He says you have a choice. Lemikasavri Beis Hillel shalosh mechitzas d'oraisa. Let's say from here that Beis Hillel holds the three mechitzas are min ha-taira. And all you need on the fourth wall is a heker. Says the Gemara, loy. There's no raya. Maybe even Beis Hillel be machmer that even two mechitzas is enough to be chayiv min ha-taira. Lizroik mishtayim. If you throw into from a rishus harayim into an area that is closed on two sides, you'll already possibly be chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda. L'taltal, but in order to have a heter midrabban to mitaltal, adiko shalosh, you need three walls and a lechi and a koira. We learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, lechayayin, that once there are two lechayayin, then it's acceptable. The Gemara wants to clarify what is Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer lechayayim v'koira kamar, is Rabbi Eliezer saying you need two lechayayim and a kora? You just didn't emphasize the kora, but you need both. After all, right before that, both Beis Sham and Beis Hillel mentioned a kora, so maybe he also requires a kora. Odama lechayayim below kora kamar. He was talking about the requirement being specifically two lechayayim, and there's no need for a kora. It doesn't help and it doesn't hurt. Is quoted in the name of Yerushalmi that it fleshes out a little bit more to understand the Gemara Shaila, that the Gemara Shaila really is Rabbi Eliezer work within Beis Shammai, or does he work within Beis Hillel? Does he work within Beis Shammai that he holds that a lechi is not enough and it needs a korah, but it needs two lechayim and a korah? Or is Rabbi Eliezer going with the shita of Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel, he says, would say that one lechi is not enough, a korah is not necessary, but you need two lechayayim. In other words, according to this presentation, Rabbi Eliezer is, it's a shaila whether Rabbi Eliezer is super Beis Shammai or super Beis Hillel. Tashma, Maisa Rabbi Eliezer, Shahalach Eitzel Rabbi Yosef Preida Talmida Le'Oivlin. He went to his Talmud Rabbi Yosef Preida to a place called Oivlin, Umatsu Shiyosh. And he found them sitting in a mavui that had only one lechi. Amrulai, he said to them, "Bini, asay lechi acher." Rabbi Yosi ben Preida questions, "V'lechi l'sasmayan itzarech? If I'm going to put up another one, it's almost going to be entirely closed in the opening if I put up two lechayim. Amrulai yisasay mumabikach. You should. And don't worry about it. In other words, you have to, you're stuck. Then in order to be able to carry the mavul, you need to put up two lechayayin." Continues the Gemara, four lines from the top of your Bezim and Alpha, Rabbi Shimon and Liel. No nechalku beisham, meis hillel mavul, shupachus me'arba, amma shein etzarech klum. There's no machlekes between beisham, meis hillel, that if you have a mavul that is less than four amis, that if it has an opening that's less than four amis, there's no requirement at all to make a lechi or a korah. When do we have a machlokes? Al-Rocha me'arba amis vad eser. If the opening is between 4 amis and 10. Shebei Shami omrim lechi v'kor. Bei Shami says you need both lechi and a kor. Bei Shami omrim oy lechi oy kor. That you have either one. Katani mihas. We learned above v'chi l'sasmai ani tzarech. In the expression that Rabbi Yosef ben Preida had used, v'chi l'sasmai ani tzarech, so the Gemara analyzes, what is he assuming? Is he assuming that you close a mavui with a lechi, a kore, two lechayim, two kore as well? Yamar b'shleim lechayim v'kore. If you say he closes it up with both two lechayim and a kore, b'shemachi yamar v'chi l'sasmai ani tzarech. That's really, really closing it up from all possible directions. However, eliyam d'lechayim below kore, my l'sasma. What does it mean he closed it up? It's not so closed up. So Gemara says, no, two lechayim would also be considered closed up. Do I need to close it with lechayayin? Period. Amar Mar. Amar Mishim Gamliel. I nechlego beisham beisil amavui shepachus mar ba'amishen tzar klum. We learned that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel taught us that beisham and beisil agree that there's no requirement for anything if it's less than four amis. Vanantan asks the Gemara, but didn't we learn our Mishim Mishim Mishmal? That the furthest we had, the kula, was the position of Rabbi Shmuel, who says that you don't need both a lechi and a kaira according to Beis Shammai. And when it's less than four amis, there you could get away with either a lechi or a kaira. But to say you don't need anything, that we didn't have in our Mishnah. Amar Ravashi Hachi Kamar. You're right. It doesn't mean
that you don't need anything. Rav Shimon Gamliel did not mean to say that you don't need anything, but rather what he meant to say is that you don't need both a lechi and a korah. That you get away with either a lechi or according, or a korah according to Beis Hillel when it's less than 4 amos.
Up until how small is there a requirement of the lechi and the korah? Amar v'achli v'tem Rabbi Yechiel ad arba. You need to have a lechi once it is 4 tfachim or larger. If it's less than 4 tfachim, then there isn't the requirement. But anything larger than 4 tfachim automatically requires lechi korah. Amar Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Yirbi Yabba Abba, Amar Rav, Modim Chacham L'Rabbi Eliezer B'Patsei Chatzah. The Chachamim are Moide to Rabbi Eliezer. Chachamim B'Das Beis Hillel, who say that all you need is one lechi, they're Moide that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to Chatzah, that you need two passim. For Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Nachman taught, halacha ke Rabbi Eliezer B'Patsei Chatzah, halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, you need two lechayayim. The Gemara now analyzes. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman, the son of Yitzchak, asked, "Man modim, who is it that's modim that you need to?" Gemara answers, "Rebbe." Halacha, the fact that you say that halacha is like Rebbe Lezer, Michlal de Pligila, as Masha, someone disagrees with. Man plig, who holds that Chatzar is different? Up until now, we were learning the halachas of Mavui, Mehechi Tesi, that the halacha by Chatzar is going to be different. Answers the Gemara Rabbanan. It's going. There is an opinion Rabban. The Sanya Chatzer Niteres Bepas Echod. The Chatzer one would be allowed to carry the Gemara earlier, and Yudam Aleph quotes this opinion, which is we're referring to now as the Shita, the Rabbanan, that holds that a Chatzer one could carry with one pass. Rebbe Amr Bishnei Pasim. Rebbe says that you could do it with two Pasim. Amr Bishnei Amr Yechanan. Chatzer Tzricha Shnei Pasim. A Chatzer needs two Pasim. In Halacha from the Daily Daf on the Beis, we saw that this is the Halacha that we paskin like, that when it comes to a Chatzer, there's a requirement of two Pasim, unlike a Mavui. Amalei Rabbi Zera the Rabbi Asim, Miyam Rabbi Yechan Hachi, Rabbi Yechan and say that the Halacha is a Chatzer needs two Pasim. Va'atu da'amrit mishmeid Rabbi Yechan, Pasei Chatzer Tzricha Shnei Arba, that the Pasim of Chatzer need to be Arba. That means that you already have 4 tfachim on one pass, and you're telling me you need 2 passim of arba. V'chitem, and if you're going to say, yeah, what's wrong with that? Arba mikan, v'arba mikan, that you'll have 4 over here and 4 over there. V'atani ravada baravimi, kamed rabbi chanin, v'amila kamed rabbi chanin, bar papi, k'tana be'eser. This is a sugi that we had on the Aftes on the Beis, that if you have a Chatzar Gedola that opens up to a Chatzar Ketana, the halach is you're allowed to carry in the Chatzar Gedola, and you're not allowed to carry in the Chatzar Ketana if they didn't make an Eruv between the two. The Gemara over there had fleshed out that the size of the Chatzar Gedola was 11 Amos, and the size of the Ketana was 10 Amos. Now we know from the sugya on Dav Gimel Amud Beis that the length of an Amma is 6 Tfachim. If that's so, then let's visualize the Gedola and the Ketana, that you have 11 Amos Chatzer. In other words, from one wall to the next in the width is 11 Amos, that opens into another Chatzer whose walls are a little indented, that they are 10 from one end to the next. That means there's a little bit of wall that closes the fourth side of the large chatzer. How large is each one of those little walls, assuming that the chatzer ketana is in the middle? It would therefore be 3 tvachim on either side, because 3 plus 3 tvachim equals 1 amma. If that's so, we see that you don't need a pas arba on either side, because we see that you're allowed to carry in the Chatzer Gedola, even though the wall on the other side is 3 tfachim on each side. The Gemara says, Kisalik Rebbe Zera miyamai, when Rebbe Zera came from the sea, Pirshi answered that we misunderstood. If you have 2 pasim, each one of the pasim don't need to be 4 amas. But if you have 1 pas, then it needs to be 4, excuse me, tfachim. It needs to be 4 tfachim. Beruach achas, if it's 1 lechi, 1 pas, so then barba, then you need 4 tfachim. Mishtei ruchos, mashu lekan, umashu lekan. If it's on 2 sides, then you could have even the smallest amount of lechi. V'hadetani ada baravimi, and this that ada baravimi in the sugya of chatzek tana and chatzek gdola seem to say that you need a length of three tfachim on either side. Rebbe, that was following Rebbe Vesavala ki Rebbe Yossi, and he holds like Rebbe Yossi that says that you need a pass of three tfachim on either side. Amar of Yosef, period, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, chatzer niteres bepas achat. It was reported that Rav Yosef had said in the name of Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, that a chotzer you're allowed to carry with one pass. Amalei, by the Rav Yosef, mi amar Shmuel, how can Shmuel say this? V'amalei Shmuel, Rav Chananya bar Shilas, atol tavid uvda, elo oi b'roif doifin, oi b'shnei passin. He said that you need two passin. Amalei, v'ana lo yodana, du uvda hava, b'doira d'ru'usa. I don't know how to answer this question. That's Vanolo Yadana, but this is exactly what took place in the neighborhoods of the shepherds. What happened? Lashon Yam Hanichnis Lechatzer Havi. If you take a look at diagram Kuf Chavav in the Od Vahadar, what happened was that there was a Chatzer, and Hurricane Sandy came, and there was water that had come into the Chatzer. Unfortunately, Sandy was worse because it went into the houses. Now the shaila is how one will be able to carry inside of the courtyard. Vasla kemedur of Yehuda v'lo atzrechei ela pas echad. And he only required one pass when it came to the chatzer. So there's a steer over here in what the position of Shmuel is. Over here, Shmuel also said that in the case, what actually happened, that only needs one. Amalei, Lashon Yam Ka'amrit, they responded, no, there it's not a raya about what Shmuel Shita is. Really, Shmuel requires two. Rather, over here, it was talking about where the tongue of the sea had lapped into the chatzer. Kalu shekilu chachamim b'mayim. There are instances that the chachamim are more lenient when it comes to water. Kedibod minei Rebbe Tavla Meirav, Mechitza Tzluya. We have another example of this in regards to a different shaila. A hanging mechitza. A hanging mechitza means that the mechitza has a gap on its bottom, or for whatever reason, it's not connected to the ground, as you could see in page Kuf Chavav. That's considered hanging because it's not based on the ground. So the shaila was, Mao shetate bechurva, does that allow you to carry in a building that is desolate, a run-down building, that even the walls have decayed, that parts of the wall are missing in the bottom? Amalei ein mechitza tluy materas ela b'mayim. The only time it will permit you is by water. Chacham understand, water introduces quite a challenge. And for that reason, they were lenient by water. Ela b'mayim. Kalu shekelu chacham b'mayim. There is a leniency over here by mechitza materas. If you take a look on a diagram Kuf Chaf Ches in the Hod V'Hadar, you'll have it also in the art scroll and so on, you have something that's closer to what unfortunately many experienced in Sandy. And that is that you have the water coming all the way up to the building itself. So then, how is one going to build a mechitza? So there you have a mechitza tluya. If you have a mechitza on top of a porch or underneath the porch, suspended above the ground, so then in such a case, that is a mechitza tzluya that would be acceptable when it comes to an instance where it's hard to make a real mechitza, even though in general, a mechitza tzluya is not acceptable. This sugya of mayim is elaborated more much later on in the Maseches, as Rashi describes in Dibar Maskel b'mayim on Daf Peizayin on the Beis. We will see that it could be, it's not just a leniency because it's difficult to construct mechitzas, but it's also a way in which a person could be able to draw water when necessary. Says the Gemara, Mikol Mokum Kasha. At the end of the day, it is difficult. Why was Shmuel more makel when it comes to the water? Asks the Gemara, Mikol Mokum Kasha. Nevertheless, it is difficult that Shmuel made contradictory psakim. There were times that Shmuel had said that you need to pass him, times not. The Marsha is bothered. What's the kasha? We already answered it. At the end of the day, we said that Shmuel was only makel when it comes to mayim. Otherwise, he would require two. The Marsha claims that the Gemara is asking, it's a great kasha, the Marsha. Marsha says that the Gemara is asking, no, specifically, if there was a distinction of water, the Shmuel should have delineated this distinction. So the Gemara gives a different approach. Three lines before the wide on Yud Beis Amanaf. Gyasar HaPav HaRavun B'Rei D'Rashua Mibei Rav Pirshua Miruach Achas Barbo Mishtei Ruchos Mashu Lekan Umashu Lekan. That as we delineate above, if the pass on one side, then four. If it's on two sides, so then you only need one. And that's the answer for the Stira in Shmuel as well, explains Rashi. When did Shmuel say you need one? When you have a pass of Arba. When you have a Mashu, so then you need two. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa said he has another difficulty in the sugya. Ikashli hakashli, I have the following difficulty. Damalei Shmuel, Rav Chanina Bar Shila, ato tavid uvda, ele barov dofen obishnei pasin. He told him that the only time that it's going to be acceptable if you have a one lechi is if you have the majority of a wall or two pasim. The most we had learned was that there was a requirement of four. V'chi teima my berov dofen. What does it mean, berov dofen? Bedofen shiva. We're talking about where the length is only seven tfachin. Debar ba, havi le rov. And if you have a requirement of four, the four will be the rov. Dofen, it's going to be the majority of the wall, says the Gemara, but that's not true. Lama li arba, you wouldn't need four. Bishlosha umashuhu sagi. It would be enough if we'd have three and a little. Dama rav achli v'tem rav yichil, ad arba. Because we had learned in the name of Rabbi Yechiel that you need to fix a opening of a mavoi only if it has an opening of four tfachim. That we learned above about seven or eight lines into the narrow lines. So that's so. If you once something is less than opening of four tfachim, it doesn't need a lechi or a kura at all. If it was a opening that was seven tfachim and you closed it anything more than three, so then in such a case, it will lose its status of Pesach altogether and won't require a lechi or a kora at all. That's why, in this case where it's seven, you only need three or a little. So that answer is not going to work. Ibai Sema, if you want, we could give the following answer. Kan b'chotzer, kan b'mavui. When we're talking about a mavui, that's when we have the rule that if its opening is less than four tvachim, so then in such a case there is no chiyuv of a pas or a kora. However, a chotzer that Rashi explains that in general is its width is greater than its length, so then even if it's less than four, you still require a lech or a kora. V'bayseima d'rav achle gufa tanoi. Or we could say that this issue itself is a machlokis tanoim, and there's some tanoim who hold that there is a requirement of putting up a pass even if it's less than four. And there will always be a requirement to put up the pass. And the maskana is that you do not need rov dofen, just the maximum would be arba. That'll be the maximum required length of a pass. And we explained the rov dofen with the technical case of an opening that's seven tfachim wide. The Gemara continues to analyze the case of where you have the Lashon Hayam, you have the sea going into the Chatzar. Tanur Rabbanan, three lines, Rabban, Lashon Hayam nichnas lechatzar, eimim alin heimenu b'shabes, elim kein yesh l'mechitza gvoa yud tfachim. You can't fill up water from that the sea. Elim kein yesh l'mechitza gvoa asar tfachim. Unless there is a mechitza of 10 tfachim, which allows you to fill up the water into the chotzer. Bamedvar mamurim, when do we say this halacha? Shepirtzasa biyosem eser. Bamedvar mamurim, when do we say this halacha that you need a mechitza of 10 tfachim to be able to carry from the water? Shepirtzasa biyosem eser. When the Pesach is more than 10 amis, Aval eser, if it's 10 or less, ein tzarech klum. Then in such a case, there's no need to build a mechitza of 10 tfachim. analyzes the Gemara, that you can't fill up from the water because you're being metaltal from the Carmelist to Rishus Hayachid. But you'll be able to carry inside. But the chatzar is open in its entirety to a place that it is aser to. And we know the halach is, in such a case, a chatzar needs a... Rashi points out that the lashon b'milua is not mamish that it's entirely open to, but as long as there are 10 amis, then we learned the halach is that a chatzar needs a pas arba or two lechayim on either side. Answers the Gemara on the top of Yubezim, Yubez Hachmai Eskinan to Isle Gedude, that we're talking about a case of where there are borders. There were mechitzos over there, but the water had gone over it. So for that reason, you're not allowed to take the water out, because one is not allowed to draw water from the Yam. This looks more like, unfortunately, Hurricane Sandy, as you could take a look in the diagram. The first diagram on Yubez Amabez. However, since there was a mechitza that the water had gone over, that mechitza still allows you to be metaltel into in the chotzer. Gemara continues, Amar of Yehuda, mavui shenat loin shtatfu boy, a mavui that hadn't gone through the process of shitufei muvos, hechshiro belechi, if you were machshirit with a lechi. So this mavui over here, on the one hand, has all the requirements in terms of rishus. On the other hand, we've learned that later on in our meseches, we're going to spend time in the third perek and on to discuss the requirement of everyone joining together in a mavui. It's called shitufei mevos, and a chatzer shitufei. It's a ruvei chatzeros, excuse me. So we're talking about over here a mavui that didn't have the shitufei mevos. Hazorik l'seiche chayiv. Someone throws inside of it, one is going to be chayiv. In other words, it's considered a full-fledged mechitza. Now, here we have a fascinating dichotomy from Rav Yehuda. Hechshiro b'koira, but if instead of a lechi, he uses a kora beam, hazorik l'socho potter, then in such a case, if he throws inside, he's going to be potter. Rashi explains that if we hold that a lechi is considered a halachic mechitza, so then we have the mavui surrounded on all four sides. It seems that in order to be chayiv, according to Rav Yehuda, you're going to need to be surrounded on four sides. A korah, we had a discussion earlier on Daf Hei Amid Aleph, whether a korah is like a heker or a mechitza. Presumably, over here we're assuming a korah serves as a heker, and it's not considered closed on all four sides. Therefore, you're going to be potter. This seems to be the way that Rashi is setting up the sugya. And this initial understanding of Rav Yehuda, as Rashi presents as Pshat in the Gemara, immediately Rav Sheshes challenges with strong kashas. Maskevlo Rav Sheshes, time of loy nishtatfu boy, but wait a second. You also said that in a case to the Mavui, they didn't do a shitufei mevos. We're medayik, ha nishtatfu bo, but if they did do a shitufei mevos, afilu echshiru bekori nami chayef. Even if there was a kori, you would be chayef. Now that doesn't make sense. Asks Rav Sheshes very sharply, v'chi kikar zo asa asa rishus hayachid? Does this kikar, well, if you had a kikar, you did shitufei mevos, then even if it was a kora, Rabbi Yehuda seemed to be teaching you b'chayev. How does the bread of the shitufei mevos, that each one of the families join together to make themselves one rishus, how does it make it a rishus hayachid? How does it transform the last side into a rishus hayachid if it's not considered a full mechitza on the fourth side with the korah? The chikikar zu also has a rishus hayachid or rishus harabim. Would it affect in either direction to be rishus hayachid or rishus harabim? Vatanya. But didn't we learn chatzero shel rabim? If you have courtyards of the rabim, umuval she'en on mifulashin, and you have a mavui that's not open in both directions to a rishus harabim, bein irvu, bein lo irvu, hazark l'sochan chayiv. It's considered a rishus hayachid, and if you throw in it, you're going to be chayiv. So certainly, when you have a mavui that was hichshir bekorah, you're going to be chayiv whether they put a key card in it or not. Eli yitmar, hachi yitmar. This is what we had learned from Rav Yehuda, Anupshat. I'm Rav Yehuda, Mavui Shein Roy Lashitof, a Mavui that cannot have Shitufei Muvos done to it. Why can't it be, have Shitufei Muvos done to it? Explains Rashi, because it's open into a Rishus HaRabin. So now, it depends how you're Machshir. Tichshiro Belechi, if you're Machshir Belechi, as we explained above, the Lechi is as a Mechitza. Tichshiro Bekora, if you're machshir it with a korah, azar gusocho potter, if you throw inside, you're going to be potter. Alma, we see, the only way you could explain the distinction between the fact that the lechi makes it closed to be a rishus seach and the korah does not, is kasavar that he holds, that Rav Yehuda holds lechi mishum chitza, vikora mishum heker. Now we have a maskana in the discussions of Dav Hei and Dav Gimel, of how does a lechi and a korah work. According to this approach of Rav Yehuda, a lechi is considered a halachic mechitza, and therefore it's considered as if the rishus has been closed on the fourth side. A korah is an innovation of the Rabbanan that reminds you not to carry into rishus hayachim, but it's not considered as if it's a mechitza. V'chein amar Rava, lechi mishum chitza v'korah mishum heker, and this is how Rava had taught as well. V'rava amar Rava disagreed, echad zeh v'echad zeh mishum heker. Rava held that even a lechi works as a heker. Eisvei Rav Yaakov bar Abba le Rava. Rav Yaakov bar Abba asked Rava, wait a second, you say it's considered a heker, but wait a second. Hazorek l'mavu yesho lechi chayim ve'en lo lechi potter. We learned above that it depends on whether the mavu has a lechi. Now, if we're going to say that the lechi serves simply as a heker, so then what did you add by adding a lechi? Why is it that if the mavli has a lechi, then you're going to be chayiv? But if it does not have a lechi, you're going to be potter. According to Rava, it's only a heker. Question mark. And for the Gemara, hachi kamer ein atzarch el lechi hazar kusocha chayiv. If you have a mavli that only requires a lechi, so then it's closed on three sides, and it only requires a lechi hazar kusocha chayiv, you're going to be chayiv for it. However, lechi v'davar acher, but if it doesn't only need a lechi, but it needs something else, explains Rashi, it needs a tzuras ha-pesach, because it's considered mefulish, so then it's not been surrounded on three sides. If it's not been surrounded on three sides, hazayrek l'saychai potter, if you throw inside, you're going to be potter. The Gemara asks on this position of Rava that holds that even a lechi is going to be a korah. Esve yesa alkein amar of Yehuda mishi yeshlo shnei botim b'shnei tzidei rishus harabim. You take a look at the diagram. We have a rishus harabim and two houses that are on either side. Also lechi mikan v'lechi mikan. All you have to do is put a lechi on one side, lechi on the other. O korah mikan v'korah mikan v'nosa v'nosein be'emtza, and then you'll be able to carry in the middle. Now, no one holds that if you have walls on either side of Rishus HaRabim, that turns the Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid. What turned the Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid that you're able to carry from one house to the next? The answer is the Lechi. The Lechi works as a Mechitza. So what do we see? We see over here, not like the position of Rava, who said that the Lechi is a Heker. And even the Rabbanan who retort to Rabbi Yehuda, Amru Lo, they retorted, Eima Arvin Rishus HaRabim Mikach. You can't make an Eiriv in Rishus HaRabim like this. Rashi explains that even the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda only disagree in regards to a Rishus HaRabim. But if we're talking about a Mavui, then presumably they agree as well that it's considered a Mechitza. Question mark. Answers the Gemara, Hasam Kasav Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Mechitzas Da Raisa. Over there, we are assuming that the two Mechitzas work Min HaTorah. In other words, that what we had precluded as a possibility in the question, because it is surrounded, the Rishus HaRabim has two walls from either house on either side of the Rishus HaRabim, it no longer is considered a Rishus HaRabim Min HaTorah, it's already Rishus HaYachid, and just like a Lechi you had argued could serve as a Heker to allow you to carry in a Mavli Amafulish, so too it would allow you to carry in across from one house to the next if you add Lechayayim, because it already is no longer a Rishus HaRabim Min HaTorah, it's already considered a Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah. I found the Gemara's question hard to understand, and I was happy to see that the Maharsha and Rabbi Akiva Eiger both ask this simple question. You could see it on the Amud. We'll keep to the daf and the halacha, the daf, that you have in the Gilyon HaShas, Rashi Dibra Amascha Lechi Mikan, that the Gemara's question, challenging the idea that a Lechi is a Heker, according to Rava, is not. It's not only Rava who's difficult. Anybody who holds, like most of the Shittas over here in on our Amud, as well as on Hamad Aleph, that a Korah works as a Heker is also difficult. How could you say that the Korah is Matir? Yet for some reason, it seems that the question is focused specifically on Rava. Both the Maharsha and Rabbi Akiva Eiger point out that difficulty. Rabbi Akiva Eiger attempts a teretz. The Gemara continues, a new Gemara, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Mavui she'arko kerachvo. If you have a Mavui, which was normally rectangular shape, think back to all the diagrams that we've had on about a Mavui, almost all of them were a rectangular shape. Here we have one who's deep as is wide, in other words, a square. Eina niter belechi mashu. Then a lechi is not going to work. We've learned in general that a lechi is matter a mavui. However, when it's a square shape, then it's not. The Gemara in a moment will give us the Sfara. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav. First, we have the teaching of Rav Chiya Bar Ashi in the name of Rav. Mavui sharka kerachvo, eina niter bikora tefach. Also, this, if it's a square shape, a kora would not be matirit, like the rules generally when it comes to a mavui. What's the reason? Here we go. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira explained to us. Kama mechuvanin shmeitza desavi. How beautiful is the teachings of the elder one of Rav. Kima d'arka kerachva. Once the mavui is a square shape, havelei chatzer, then it resembles a chatzer. The chatzer ain't an interes belechi v'korel bepasar ba. And a chatzer requires a pasar ba, as we've learned on Amud Aleph, as well as on Daf Yud Aleph. The rationale for this distinction, I saw quoted in the name of the Tshuvas HaRashba in Chelek Hei Simen Reish Zayin, that we know that a mavui is an area where you have a chatzer going into a larger area, a mavui, and there are quite a few chatzeros empty mavui, very similar to what we would have in a small street today. In contrast to a chatzer is a couple of houses that open into a courtyard. Of course, if it's something that opens up into a courtyard, there people are more likely to do private things in a chatzer than in a mavui. And if we're going to need to construct a mechitza on the four sides, we need to have a mechitza that's desirable to the people in that area. If they would hire someone to put up some type of mechitza, what type of mechitza would they want? They would want more of a mechitza, a larger mechitza, in a chatzer, because there they would want more privacy. In contrast to a mavui, there they would need less. And for that reason, a chatzer gets four tefachim specifically, and a mavui, a kol shehu. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira continued, and he analyzed. Even though that I understand, ikashali hakashli, I do have another difficulty. Lahavi hai lechi kepas mashu. Let us allow this lechi to be considered a pass, and a chatzer is allowed with a pass. Now the Gemara explains immediately that Rabbi Zeira had omitted something. He had forgotten that it needs to be a full-fledged four tefachim, and once you know that the pass doesn't mean any pass, a pass mashu, but it means a pass of arba, then in such a case, the only way you could carry in the chatzer is with a pas arba. Similarly, if a mavui is now shaped like a chatzer, begins to resemble a chatzer, it assumes the halachos of a chatzer, and it needs a pas arba as well. Amar Rav Nachman, Naktina Nezel Mavui Shenitur Belechi Vekura. We learned that a mavui, that a lechi and a korah will be acceptable in it, just simply a korah or one lechi. Kol she'arko yasa al rachvo. That's where it's rectangular, as we mentioned before. Ubatim v'chatzeres p'suchim v'soch. It also needs to have houses and courtyards that open up into it. Ve'zeu chatzer she'enu niteres b'lechi v'kura elu pasar ba. And what is a chatzer? That a lechi and kura is not enough, but you need a pasar ba. We're now summarizing beautifully from Rav Nachman the halachos of our sugya as we begin to wrap up the sugyas of a mavi and a chatzer, kol mishurumu bas. If it's square, so then in such a case, we said that it needs a more thorough mechitza, as we explained from the Tshuvas HaRashba, and you need a pas of arba. The Gemara is medayik mirubas, if it's square. Mirubas in agula lo, but if it will be circle, what if it's a circular chatzer? The houses open up into a cool courtyard, a round courtyard. So would that not need a pas? Arba hachi kamer, iarka yasar rachbo, if it's longer than it is wide, that's the style of a mavli. Havalei mavli. Umavli belech v'karasagya. And it seems that wasn't normal, according to Raj, but we have to add, it wasn't normal then for people to do private things and such a thing. You can't spread out over there. V'lo havele, v'lo, but if it's not, if it's square, havele chotzer, and then you're going to need a pas arba. V'kama, how much does it have to be longer than wide? Savar Shmuel Meimer Adi Ika Pishnayim Birachva, that Shmuel thought that it has to be twice as long as it is wide. Amar Le Rav, Hachi Amar Chavivi Afilu Mashu. Rav disagreed with this thought of Shmuel, and that Rav had said that as long as it's a little longer than it is wider, it already assumes the identity of a mavoi, and the halacha will be that a lechi or a korah will be enough to be matir, one, to be able to be metalta. This Bezer Hashem concludes the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis, and now, Bezer Hashem, we go to the halacha section. Bezer Hashem, our halacha topic from Daf Yud Beis, is a discussion of the area under the string, or under the kane al gabeim of a Tzuras HaPesach. This halacha discussion, like many others, begins with Pshat in the Gemara, on our daf, on Yud Beis, and we will see how it goes into the Rishonim, travels its way through the Mishnah Berurah and the language of the Chazon Ish, and into a couple of practical examples. The Gemara on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph described a case in which there was a chotzer which had four walls around it. However, unfortunately, this case became halacha lemaisa for many people as well. The water had overrun the mechitza on the fourth wall, and the Gemara says that you'll not be able to fill the water from the water into the chatzer and use it into the chatzer, as we will learn in the Mishnayos towards the end of the Masechta, that one is not allowed to fill from a yam into a rishos, unless there is a special mechitza for it. However, the Gemara says on the bottom line, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, you're allowed to be metaltel, you're allowed to carry, because that at the end of the day, there was a mechitza that was there. It was just overrun by water. There is a big machlokas Rishonim that the Rajba gets involved with, and many other Rishonim discuss this issue as well. We will summarize it the way the Rajba presents it from the Ravid, that the Ravid was of the opinion that this halacha only applies if the water that overruns the mechitza is in not of itself 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide. Otherwise, says the Ravid, in such a case, it would be mevatel the mechitza that it's run over. In other words, it's possible to have one reshus be mevatel another mechitza. The Rajba quotes many who disagree. Let's first start with the psak of the most standard of all the poskim, and that is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Nun Vav Sif Katan Yud. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if the water is 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide, you'd still be allowed to be metaltel in the chatzer, as he records in Simen Shin Nun Vav Sifkaten Yud. However, the Chazon Ish quotes this Ravid, and he's choshesh for the shita of the Ravid. And in Simen Kuf Yud Aleph Sifkaten Gimel, he writes, V'im acharitz amok yud tvachim, toli b'machlokel se'udas tosis v'ravid, batalei Tzuras HaPesach. According to the position of, we called it the Sheet of the Ravid, it's also quoted by some as the name of the Sheet of Tosus, then it undermines a Tzuras HaPesach. Now it's interesting to note that the Mishnah Berurah in the case of the Ravid seemed to be Mekel. So according to the Chazon Ish, once you have a separate reshus under a Tzuras HaPesach, just like the water was mevatel the mechitza on the bottom of your beis amid aleph, if it's 10 tfachim high and 4 wide, so too the same would apply if a Tzuras HaPesach travels over a separate reshus. That means, bottom line, that one must be extremely careful, according to the Chazon Ish, when constructing an Eruv and a Tzuras HaPesach, that the Tzuras HaPesach does not traverse over another Rishus HaYachid. Maybe, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it would be acceptable, but those who are trying to build an Eruv according to the position of the Chazon Ish, and there are some who try to, although I'm not sure one has to, but those who feel that they want to build an Eruv according to the position of the Chazon Ish, one has to be careful that the Eruv does not traverse over a separate Rishus. It is for that reason that Reb Chaim Kanievsky is quoted in the Shona Halachos in his Ha'aris to Simin Shin Samach Beis, that not only does one have to be careful that the Eruv doesn't traverse over a hole that is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, that should also not traverse over any other independent Rishus HaYachid, which would even include a large garbage canister as well. That would be an issue of being mevatel the Tzuras HaPesach. I wonder aloud, and this is ad kan divrei halacha, but now I just wonder aloud, lehagdil Torah ulahadira, whether this connects to the shita of the Chazon Ish in regards to the status of a Tzuras HaPesach as a Pesach, and it cannot be behind a wall and so on, as we discussed on Daf Yud. And we also pointed out then that we weren't aware, if the Mishnah Berurah disagreed with this, whether this would qualify as the Chazon Ish l'shitaso. La halacha, what emerges is that according to the Chazon Ish, based on the Ravid in our Gemara, that even though our Gemara said that you're allowed to be metaltel if there's water that goes over a mechitza, all of that is discussing a case of where the water itself is not 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Yud Beis.